The Longmont Axe House is moving in on the slope, carving its way in off of First Avenue and Main Street, breaking the mold of what entertainment can be in downtown Longmont. Kia Root, wife of Mike Root, the founder and owner of Copper Sky Distillery, is the driving force behind the new axe-throwing house. This will be her first business venture, but not the first time throwing an axe. Having grown up in rural Vermont, Root would venture out into the woods in her youth to throw axes at trees, although she admits that she didn't always hit her mark at that age. Her vision for the Longmont Axe House, located at 333 First Avenue, Unit 1, is to provide a fun and engaging activity for Longmont, addressing the community's need for more entertainment options close to home. I wanted to bring an axe house to Longmont so that the community had something fun to do. Axe throwing seems to be growing in popularity, so I thought it would be cool for people who live in Longmont not to have to travel far anymore to throw axes, Root said. With 5 axe throwing lanes in the front area, a private axe throwing room in the back, 2 dart throwing lanes, shuffleboard and plenty of seating, this axe throwing house aims to cater to a wide range of interests. There will be a dry bar on site serving alcohol, with canned and bottled beverages only, no liquor, glassware or taps. Root wants to encourage patrons to visit the neighboring distillery for fresh beer and high-end cocktails, rather than competing with it. The Longmont Axe House not only has the capacity to provide patrons with fun activities in a relaxed atmosphere, but it will also offer throwers the opportunity to participate in competitive axe throwing leagues and tournaments. It will cater to a diverse audience, including first-time axe throwers and those who participate in leagues and visit regularly to stay competitive. The harder you throw it, the chances are it won't stick. So, there's a technique versus just pure strength behind it. I think that not very many people know that, so they just try to throw it as hard as they can, Rude said. The Longmont Axe House will be a member of the World Axe Throwing League, or WATL, allowing it to host certified leagues and tournaments. This membership sets it apart from other venues, as it allows players to earn points that contribute to their national standings. Safety is important at Longmont Axe House. Adam Steininger. Safety is also a top priority at the Longmont Axe House, and to ensure a secure environment for both customers and staff, several measures are being implemented, including the installation of chain-link fencing between the throwing lanes to separate participants and prevent accidents. Staff members will also be provided with safety shields to protect them while customers are throwing axes. In addition to these precautions, the venue will enforce a rule that axes must be placed down after each throw, preventing the direct handing of axes between participants. To further guarantee a safe experience, all staff members will receive training from the World Axe Throwing League, which includes learning essential safety tips and guidelines. The idea for the Longmont Axe House evolved over 8 months of planning, and Root was quick to execute once she secured a property lease. Construction is already underway and nearing completion, with sites set to open in the next few weeks. Updates will be posted to their Facebook page.